First times are scary. Most of us in here have had a lot of really scary first times. This talk really is for the people that are brand new to nursing. Those are the people that have my heart. Who in here, it's hard to see, is a brand new grad or has been a nurse for under 2 years? Can you raise your hands? There's a couple of you brave ones out there. All right, well, all the rest of you nurses were there once. So, you know, the first time you start an IV, you're scared, right? You're in nursing school and it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill them, but really, you're not. And then you think, okay, well, the first time I see a code, oh my God, what just happened? That was really scary. I'll never forget the first time I saw a code, and I stood in the trauma room in the back with my preceptor. All kinds of chaos is going on, and this person decided to ingest 2 balloons of cocaine and methamphetamine, and his heart exploded, literally. And I sat there thinking, oh my God, what has just happened? They did all their things and just kind of, you know, wiped their hands and said, all right, we're done. My preceptor looked at me and said, well, do you have any questions? What don't you understand? And I stood there horrified, like, wait, what? Time out. Like, everybody just walked out. It's over. Like, why did you stop? What's going on? She was like, well, do you know how often you're supposed to give epi? No, no. How much? No, nope, don't know that either. I felt absolutely inadequate. And it was at that moment in my very, very young nursing career that I knew I never wanted to feel like that again. And I've made it my passion for the rest of my last 20 plus years of nursing to make sure that not only I don't feel like that, but I don't want another nurse that works with me to ever feel like that, because I think that's important. So after I'd been a nurse for a little while, I moved out to Nome, Alaska. So I lived out there for a few years, and when you're out in the rural communities, you are it. There is nothing else. There is nobody else coming for you. You've got to be able to handle it. I remember one of the first times I had a newborn baby that was born to a mother that had taken cocaine. 23 weeks, we ran out to the car, delivered the child, and I held it in my hands, the translucent body, as I tried to run as gently as I could to get it to the warmer and set it down. I, again, was scared because it was a first time. First times are scary. I didn't know what to do, but I just started acting one thing after another. That scary first IV was no longer scary for me. Now we were intubating, turning them sideways, putting surfactant in, none of which I had done before. But I stepped up to the challenge, and I kept learning each and every time. And then one time I was running medevacs, and I went to a village from Nome for a gunshot wound. My partner and I arrived, and we arrived to that clinic and saw the horrific accident that had occurred. The whole village is there. And that village looks at you, and you know in that moment, you are it. You're the only one that's gonna come to save that patient. There's no rescue, you're it. So what did we do? I was scared, it was my first time. We walked into the room and we started doing, put in chest tubes, gave him blood, intubated him, and we flew him to Anchorage, where some of you nurses probably saved his life. I was scared, but I did it. And then I thought, okay, we'll move back to Fairbanks. Everything's gonna be good. We have a big ER. We have all the help we need. But then you're met with new challenges, right? Became a manager, an educator, working on the floor with all these doctors. And then you have these huge mass casualties. All right, well, these are all first. Kind of scary, but I'm getting my feel of it. But I've learned to deal with these first moments. And then, you know, they decide to call us and say that the soldiers are jumping out of the airplanes, but their chutes didn't open. So you have mass casualty coming in. All right, well, that's gonna cause a little bit of stress. So all of these things in my professional life suddenly collided with my personal life. So all of these first scary professional moments I had came to accumulation on one February day back in 2022. Outside of nursing, I'm a dog musher and I run sled dogs. My dream since I was a little girl was to run the Iditarod. I worked my whole life to try and build up to this moment, and it was 3 weeks before I was to take off. COVID was in full force, so I was trying to not get COVID so I could run the race. But that wasn't what was lurking. What was lurking when I was going on a 50-mile trail, my dog team in front of me came around a corner, and there was a large bull moose. He looked at me, and I looked at him. He ran off. So I said, all right, we're going to be all right. They usually run off. So he took off again. It wasn't very long. This happened 3 times, and he met me back on the trail. The 3rd time, he was closer. He was too close. He looked at me. I looked at him. I got my gun out of my pocket, and I walked to the front of my team. My friend was behind me, and I motioned, my gun's loaded, like, I'm going to shoot this thing if he comes at us. And before I knew it, I got to the front of my team. That moose ducked his head, and with all of his power, he charged straight for me, never stopping. I told myself, you have to aim, you have to steady, take a deep breath, and you have to wait till he's close enough. I took a breath. He was barreling at me as fast as he could come. And I said, just breathe, just breathe. And when I thought he was close enough, I shot. I shot again. And then the unthinkable, my gun jammed. He was a mere feet from me when I turned my hand to duck because I knew he was about to come over the top of me. My nursing brain is telling me, he's going to kill me. They can't help me. There is nobody here that can save me. I'm going to get a pneumothorax. I'm going to get everything I know that is going to happen when this moose tramples me. But instead of getting me, when I turned to duck for cover, he tangled in my dogs. He got tangled in their harnesses and in their gang lines. And they sacrificed their lives for me. I retreated to the back of my sled, trying to get the gun unjammed. He was no longer intent on getting my dogs. He then came directly for me again. He knew I wanted to kill him. He stopped less than 2 feet from me, and I unloaded the rest of my bullets. He stood there breathing and panting, bleeding. I was panting. We couldn't retreat off the trail. The snow was too deep, and neither of us, the moose or myself. The gun wasn't big enough. I didn't choose a lethal weapon that day. I only had a weapon to scare an animal off. So I stood there for the next hour of my life and watched him trample my team, the team I had raised from puppies that were my friends, my partners, and that were supposed to take me to Nome 3 weeks later. We finally got the moose killed, and he fell next to my dogs. Then I had a decision to make. What was I going to do? I looked at these dogs, and now all my nursing, all my scary firsts came into play. All the mass casualties, all the trauma patients I had seen, all the craziness. There were dogs with lacerations. There was blood everywhere. I saw broken femurs. There were internal injuries. There were hoof marks and massive skull fractures. They weren't sending help. I had to get him out of there. So my friend and I did what we always do in a mass casualty incident or some seriously scary situation. We just started acting. You just do one thing after another, what you've been trained to do. Each piece of knowledge will build on itself. I bandaged, I packaged, we got the dogs out to where we had an entire trauma team of veterinarians waiting on them. Three weeks later, after facing my fears, panic attacks had ensued every day after that, where I had nightmares of moose coming through the windows, through the walls when I tried to sleep. The first time I saw a moose on the side of the road, I nearly had a heart attack. Right before the Iditarod was scheduled to run, I saw my first moose on the trail. But I found my strength. I found my strength in my team. I found my strength in all those scary first moments that I had had, made me know that I was prepared. I went on to run the Iditarod. I faced my fears, and so can you. So I challenge you, new grads, nurses, nurses that are starting something new. I challenge you to walk in confidence, like a warrior going into battle, because you were made for firsts.